From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome Mitchell McCoons, a proud Métis Anishinaabe roots artist from Winnipeg, Manitoba, with powerful songs like Courage and Changing Man. From the festival stage to the studio, his music is making waves across Turtle Island. Get ready to meet a rising voice in Indigenous music. Mitchell McCoons is here. He'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for today's show comes from twobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. It's your chance to own a business and support your community. Visit twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's twobuffalo.myamsoil.com and get started today.
It's time to get this ride rolling. Let's hook you up now with music from our guest. Here's Mitchell McCoons. This is Courage.
Free, forgotten, forgotten.
Blackbird Band and Quilt Man. Talk about the Indian. I'm Larry Kay. Here's Tito and Tarantula. X the Soul.
Move on, man. Time to go. Somebody coming down the road. A wind howling like never before. Change your calling. They want it all. X the soul. X the soul. Fear is high. Lies are gold. Human gather. The soul, light a fire in your heart. Walk away, man, from the dark. On your knees, if you wanna please the king of thieves. Never before.
Everybody knows the wrecks in the slums. Run before you get old, before you get sold, before you control. Everybody knows the wrecks in the slums. Run before you get old, before you get sold, before you control.
That's music from Alespie and Beatrice Deer, Quanuguma. Hey, if you like our show, we got a lot of shows archived at our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Come on over and take a listen. We go way back, years back. And you can also check out our Two Buffalo Art Gallery. I'm Larry Kay. I'm going to hook you up with now music from Tribes. This one's called Paradise. Bringing some reggae into the house.
Footprints in the sand. Pacifique, mon dans un endroit sympathique. Pas trop de moustiques, musique exotique. J'apporte ma guitare acoustique. T'apportes ta présence magnifique. On pourrait se croire en Jamaïque. C'est un fantasme fantastique, c'est tellement romantique.
C'est la fin de semaine, j'avais tellement hâte que ça vienne. C'est le temps de s'amuser, bébé. Take it cool and breezy. No need to rush thing, baby, believe me. Chill out, chill out, chill out. Listen to reggae music on the boat. Kick back, relax, and you know we no doubt. We put we cellular phone on plane mode. Hey, kiss me, baby, cause you are my lady. Give me some sugar, give me some sugar. Amaze me, honey, give me the loving daily. Two are we together at the weekend.
C'est la fin de semaine, j'avais tellement hâte que ça.
That was music from Show It. All right, here we go. Jay Pablo. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Oh yeah, J. Pablo.
Grito de justicia.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, our guest, Mr. Mitchell McCoons, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. We are the Music Makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Indigenous in Music now accepts property donations. Donate houses or buildings and receive a valuable tax write-off. Support the growth of our radio programming, art gallery, and more. Visit indigenousinmusic.com today and learn how to donate your property.
Just keep doing it right.
Greet the ready-made action takers.
We're indigenous styling it. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Joining us tonight is Mitchell McCoons, a Métis Anishinaabe singer-songwriter whose roots rock sound is capturing hearts across Canada. Mitchell shares stories of healing, identity, and cultural pride through music. Today he's here to talk about his debut album, Lady Boots, and his new singles. He's a powerful new voice in Indigenous music. It's his first visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. McCoons. Hi, Mitchell. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. Now I got that through. Rough start here.
That's all right.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, you're home tonight?
Yes.
I see you do a lot of performing, too. Great to catch you.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with an introduction, then we'll talk about the new album, Lady Boots. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Yeah, so I'm a, what they would call a Métis performer. So the Métis people were, I don't know if you know much about them down there, but there's a mix of the early settlers that came to fur trade and then the folks that were here already. So notably, I'm Anishinaabe and Scottish. We have a really big culture around the fiddle up here. So all of my songs, or almost all of them, include the fiddle in some kind of way. And then they also include elements of Anishinaabe music. So that could be like odd meter or just like using the pentatonic scale like they do. And yeah, just trying to blend all of these things together with the modern rock sounds. I listen to a lot of pop country and Americana, so just trying to find a way to make it all fit together.
Sure. Now, how many fiddles do you own?
I'm only at two fiddles.
Okay.
I'm not too bad. I have like 23 guitars. That's my problem.
Right on. Yes. Well, congratulations on your debut album and making it to the top of the charts. Jeez, I like it. Love it.
Thanks. It's been surreal. Like mm-hmm. the support we get and the support that Winnipeg people get in particular across Canada is a little surprising. We're so tiny and we have a really tight knit group of folks. So then when we go somewhere else and we have people showing up for our shows because they went to the last Winnipeg person's show, like that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Now your debut album, Lady Boots, has resonated with listeners. What inspired the stories behind the songs, especially like the tracks like Courage and Changing Man?
Yeah, so I listen to like a lot of Indigenous music. And at the time of writing this, I was listening to a lot of hand drum songs. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that comes over theme-wise. So for Courage, there's like the bear song, and I was kind of wondering if I could write my own version of that.
Nice.
Because I just needed like some kind of prayer song to get me through mm-hmm. a certain moment of my life. And just piggybacking off, like we have the seven teachings up here where the bear is courage. So I was just trying to, you know, write a modern maybe version of that.
Sure, you do a good job. Now, who do you produce the album?
I have a producer.
Okay.
And then we co-produce together. His name's Kieran Placetka. And we've been friends since middle school. So it's really awesome. He's very successful. He's a keyboard player for like folks like Will Prince and like bigger folks like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice when he's off the road, we can work on a record together.
Sure, sure. Now, you've described your music as a blend of Métis, Anishinaabe, and roots rock. How does your cultural roots shape your songwriting and sound?
So definitely the themes and like talking about spirituality, but also the perspective of an Indigenous person. It differs from like the average, you know, average white person, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to put the teachings in where I can without them being like super like overbearing, I guess.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I don't know. I have to, the way I approach it is I don't want to like preach to people, but I'd like them to know how I'm feeling mm-hmm. in like kind of maybe a little bit of a passive way, but yeah.
Well, music is healing and you're bringing it to their ears, making them feel good. Oh, yeah. Now, you performed across Western Canada at some amazing festivals. What's it like connecting with audiences and our Indigenous communities through live music?
It feels great. We were just at Goffin's Country Fest this weekend, and like we're starting to play a more two steps.
Right on.
And just having people like up dancing and enjoying themselves and, you know, mm-hmm. talking to that person they wanted to talk to all night on the dance floor.
Right.
And it's so fun. But we also play like traditional Métis tunes as well. So we're teaching people how to do the heel toe polka, or we're teaching people like how to do the Red River Jig. And then we're able to share our culture that way and cast a really wide net into who's learning about this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Because like the preservation of Métis history is just a big thing to me, and to be able to bring that into my live shows is, I get to do all my favorite things at once,
right,
which is super awesome.
And have fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you mix it up.
Yeah.
Now, do you tour by yourself or you have a band?
I usually have a fiddle player at the very least.
Okay.
But we have a 5-piece band. So we have a lead guitarist, bassist, and drummer that we add for bigger shows. And that frees me up to play a little less guitar and focus a little bit on singing, which is really nice.
Right, right. Well, what's next for Mitchell McCoons? Are there new projects, tours that we should be watching for? And
so right now we're working on the next record, and we're hopefully having the first single out in mid-September.
Okay.
And then after that, we're planning on just taking that music and hitting the road with it. We'll probably travel across Western Canada a few more times, and then have the record come out in the spring, and then do a larger tour then.
Well, good job. You're doing a great job, let me tell you. I love it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Today we're speaking with Mitchell McCoons. His debut album is out, Lady Boots, and he's also featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can read all about him at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Mitchell, thank you for stopping by tonight and giving us an update on your new album, Lady Boots.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Oh yeah. We're going to play you his current release. Here is Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She was 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville think she's crazy, 'cause she walks around town with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious target man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn, the prettiest woman ever laid eyes on. Then a man with a low degree stood by her side, promised her he'd take her for his ride. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
That was music from Mitchell McCoons, and that was Delta Dawn, an oldie and a goodie. In case you're just tuning in, Mitchell was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Sleet and the rain,
Raven Reed, the government song, all the way from Saskatchewan. All right, here we go. Nathan Cunningham and Relic. This is Jolene.
That's music from Kalaya and Blackwater, I Will Always Fight. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We hang at indigenousandmusic.com, 24/7, 365. Stop on over. Take a look around. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Support for today's show, Indigenous and Music with Larry Kay, comes from tobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Looking for a new business opportunity? Amsoil is now recruiting new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and become part of a trusted leader in synthetic lubrication. Start your own dealership today at tobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's tobuffalo.myamsoil.com. Be your own boss with Amsoil.
Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Every contribution counts. Whether it's a monthly pledge or a one-time donation, your support makes a difference. Together, we empower Indigenous artists and preserve their rich culture. Take the challenge today at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for standing with us.
It's time. Let's head way down south to Venezuela. Music now from Los Amigos Invincibles.
Hey.
I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousinmusicandarts.org, and take a look around. Special invite from Larry Kay. We got a lot of stuff happening over there. Good things. You can also help us out, show your support, and make a donation today. I'm Larry Kay. Visit me at indigenousinmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.